Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Here's our co-host Steve Goldstein with the paper's editorial director, Phil Boas.
Although health officials in the U.S. made the official declaration that measles was eradicated in this country in 2000, an increasing number of people deciding not to vaccinate their children has created current worries and a growing list of Americans with the disease. In response, the Arizona Republic editorial board decided to turn their page over to doctors and nurses in the state who vaccinate their own kids and to explain why it's important. Phil Boas of the Republic is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about the project and vaccinations. Phil, we've seen the growing number of measles cases. What was the editorial board's aim in focusing on vaccinations in this way?
Well, let's understand where we are as a nation. Right now, there's a measles outbreak across the United States. In 23 states, and Arizona is one of them, there have been 839 cases of measles. And the risk is really high, especially in states like Arizona, Maricopa County, because of the falling vaccination rates. We're seeing a lot of parents, more parents, opting out of having their children vaccinated. And that creates risk for their own child, and it creates risk for other children as well and others who are susceptible to these diseases that vaccines can knock down.
Well, we, of course, heard the phrase herd immunity. We want more people to get vaccinated to protect those, in some cases, who aren't vaccinated, frankly.
Right. It's one of the deals that we make to live in civilized society. You know, the disease can break out where people are herded together. And so we all have a responsibility to make sure that we're not part of the problem, that we don't lead to the herd, the larger herd, becoming seriously ill. And that's the thing that people have to understand about measles, is that measles is a serious disease. It can cause a lot of really serious problems for young children, for babies, things like pneumonia, lifelong brain damage, deafness, and death. Back in 1963, when they came up with the vaccine for measles, there were about 500 people a year dying in America from the disease. So it's a very serious thing, and it was knocked down by modern science, and we need to keep that up.
Yeah, what about the argument that we've heard from some that those people, talking about 1963, that many people who would be parents or young parents now have never seen a time when diseases like this actually did hurt and kill people, so they don't really realize how serious it is?
So we were teaming up with some of the major medical groups in the state. One of them was Banner, and they have an expert on these issues, Michelle Ruha, who is saying that maybe Arizonans are going to have to see these diseases come back before they appreciate just how bad they are, because older generations remember. They know, and they were afraid of them, and they understood the miracle of modern science that led to their demise. So.
Doesn't it sound amazing that you almost have to experience it yourself to realize how bad it is? I don't think any of us would have wanted to experience polio to realize how bad it was.
Right. And you can't believe how earlier generations were so fearful of their children contracting polio, maybe ending up in an iron lung, maybe for the rest of their lives. Think of the fear that that would create. And vaccination took that away. And we're living with the luxury of that. Well, we need to understand that again, because some of these old diseases are coming back.
What was the aim with the editorial page and the project that you guys did? Because we have this, the anti-vaccination group, who probably can't have their minds changed. Who are you really aiming at here?
Okay, so we teamed up with the Health System Alliance of Arizona, and they basically comprise the largest healthcare providers in the state: Banner Health, Dignity Health, Honor Health, Tenet Healthcare, Northern Arizona Healthcare. And we turned over our editorial page to them because we thought that they could provide an important message, and that is that the doctors and nurses who really know the science and know the facts, they vaccinate their own children. So we put them on the editorial page. We brought them together, doctors and nurses, for a photo shoot at the Children's Museum of Phoenix, and we ran this photo on our editorial page under the headline that said, "We vaccinate our own kids." And this is what we were getting at. We wanted to put a picture in the minds of parents who are on the bubble, parents who are hearing all this noise about vaccinations is dangerous, vaccination is safe, to see this picture of doctors and nurses with their own children who they've had vaccinated and to feel some confidence and comfort when they have to make that decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it also doesn't seem like vaccinations would be a partisan issue. Are we seeing it on both sides?
Yeah, it's not a partisan issue. There's very strong feeling, and I think the vast majority of people, left and right, believe in the importance of vaccination and protecting the herd, in that communal responsibility that we have to protect each other.
So Governor Ducey has been fairly consistently conservative, and he's been pretty strongly saying we're not going to do anything that leads to fewer vaccinations in Arizona. Is there any pressure on him to talk even more strongly about that and even consider the legislature or the governor to consider reducing certain exemptions the state has? Arizona has pretty high number of exemptions compared to a lot of other states.
Well, I think you have seen the Department of Health Services. They have been out there and they've been really putting the message out that vaccination is important. And as an arm of, you know, Ducey's government, that they have really done a good job of getting out reliable facts and information and really trying to put this on the radar of all parents in Arizona.
Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Phil Boas is editorial page director of the Arizona Republic.